no more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more.
I thought about actually wearing this from the very beginning, and I decided against it for a number of reasons. One, it looks cold, creepy, and weird, and everything like that. And I'm not going to wear it for a very long time, but I want you to notice, if you're watching as opposed to listening to this as a podcast, you'll notice my breathing has changed, but I'm also wearing a hospital mask that someone gave me, is because mine are starting to get a little gamey inside. So she gave me a couple, and so I'm wearing one right now, and I noticed that my breathing does change a bit. It's a bit more labored because I am breathing through something. But more importantly, you can't tell whether I'm smiling. You can't tell if I'm sticking my tongue out at you. And I've noticed something, that when we want to obscure a person's face, right? If we want to make a person such that they are difficult to recognize because of the face is not equal on both sides. I mean, if you've ever seen them take a photo of somebody and then take the right side and superimpose it over the left side, they really don't look like themselves at all. So as we obscure parts of the face because it is so idiosyncratic, if we take away someone's mouth, it is one way to basically make that person almost unrecognizable. Another way is to do the eyes. It's interesting, of course, if we do the whole face, they're unrecognizable. But if we cover up the mouth sometimes, remember the old movies where the robbers would always just like this, but you could still see their eyes? Okay, I bring all of this up to say, as you can see in the description, there's one of my old favorite jokes, especially being vegan myself. Just because you're vegan, don't expect the bull not to charge. Let me say that again. Just because you're vegan, don't expect the bull not to charge. A lot of places right now are opening up. You are very, very special to me. And so I had some real thoughts on the coronavirus, and I want to share them. And those of you who are listening and watching in the future, you have the benefit of seeing whether or not I knew anything about what I was talking about. But I was thinking about how I already know that some of you have gone back to work and you've messaged me or posted in this group or on my page, saying that I'm sorry I'm not going to be live with you. I'm going back to work. And I think about, wow, you know, I hope you're safe. I hope you're distant, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Because you all, you know, I really get to where I know you. I look forward to seeing you in the morning, and you invite your friends and you invite your family, and you speak to one another. And to me, this sense of community and everything is so important. So I was thinking about some things, and I wanted to share with you about that. And one of the things that occurred to me is that as we go back to work, hopefully, I hear now that there are, I wouldn't say a plethora, but I would say there are not even ample, but there are a lot of these masks around. And if not, I see people using scarves. I'm using a thing that was a sweatband that I wear when I do yoga a lot of times. And I've got three or four of those. The challenge is, people are all going to look very different to us. And since 90% of communication is nonverbal, it's really going to be hard to tell where people are coming from, number one. And number two, because human beings have what is called a negativity bias. Let me say that again. We have what is called a negativity bias. We have a bias towards the negative. We tend to believe the worst about people and situations, and that is what's kept us alive as a species. However, as we were staying alive as a species, it was done in bands and groups of less than 150. Now we've got millions of people who are coming together and interacting in close-knit quarters. So we have a negativity bias, and we tend to think the bad things about people and things we don't know and don't understand. And people are walking around looking like robbers from a Jimmy Cagney movie. I want you to keep that in mind, and I want you to possibly remind yourself that these people are smiling underneath their masks. And the other thing is, believe it or not, I want to make sure you're smiling underneath your mask. You've got a better excuse today to smile than ever because people can't tell you're doing it. Now, why am I encouraging you to do that? They've done a lot of studies and they found that people who are happy smile. More importantly, people who smile are happy. It triggers, it's a chicken and egg thing. We don't know which is which, but we also all know that one is required and feeds off the other. So while you're wearing your mask, presume in your mind that other people are wearing, are smiling underneath there, certainly not frowning, and make sure you're smiling under your own. You'll get an opportunity to release those feelings in your brain and your body that make you literally feel happy. So what I did was I grabbed some stuff. I kind of wanted to, I don't know, that's, I was thinking about when you go into the Smithsonian Institution and they'll show you what it was like in 1812. Well, here's what it's like in 2020, you know? And so you'd have a picture, you'd not a picture, but you know, you would have one of these masks, possibly even on a audio animatronic or something that turned its head, you know? Then of course you would have these. Now what's interesting is that Clorox, Lysol, when I moved in, I overbought this. I'm not bragging, I'm just telling you. I overbought on a few items thinking that I had hadn't bought them and rebought them. The two things I bought were Clorox wipes and toilet paper. Wow. Yeah, it's true. I really did. So the other thing I want to remind you of is that I had a dream the other night, and that was that everything opened back up because everybody wants everything to go back to the way it was. It's never going to go back to the way it was. I can already see we've been 21 days. Remember, we've already changed enough of our habits and things like that. We're probably going to do more Zoom meetings. We're probably going to do less air travel. Over time, the economy is going to be bigger than ever, but it's going to be over time, and things and people are going to change. And in my dream, I dreamed that things opened up. I was at a restaurant, you know, one of those dream restaurants where it's nondescript. But I knew that we were still experiencing the coronavirus, and someone introduced themselves, and I reflexively shook their hand, and I thought, oh my gosh, where have we come from? You know, on the one hand, it felt good to be that genuine. I remember that in my dream. And on the other hand, it was like, whoa. So we want to remember that we are instinctively social creatures. I think one of the things that is dry, if human beings were like, be around nobody forever, I'm good with that, then this quarantine and everything would be fine. And we would stay in it, I think, much longer. But because of our social need to get back together, it's economic and it's social, I believe. We have this such a strong desire to get back together that's why we're moving forward. So please remember, when I bought this home, my realtor gave me a bottle of hand soap. And I want to slowly sneak it into the frame here so you can get some idea of how big this bottle is. Yeah, dun, dun, dun. And what's funny is when she gave it to me, I thought, when in the world am I going to use it? Well, it went down this much until the coronavirus, and now it's gone down this much. So what I want to tell you is, please remember, stay 6 feet apart. Please err on the side of caution. This is not a political statement. This is a recommendation from someone who cares about you. You're doing yourself a favor. One of the things that has surprised me most, and I've been really trying to expose myself to a lot of information about this, the scientific side. I listen to a number of podcasts from research scientists and epidemiologists. And they talk about the fact that what we really need to know is, does anybody have this at any given time? I mean, that's the optimal thing. If we could wave a magic wand, we would know. And those people would, you know, either experience symptoms or not. If they did, they would be treated this way. If they didn't, and we're just not at that point yet. So what we want to do is to remember that it is the asymps, they call us, possibly. Could be me, as I say that. I'm not. I've not been tested. But I recommend that you consider the fact that the healthiest people sometimes could be the ones that are simply just carrying it. So I'm telling you stuff you already know. Wash your hands, wipe down surfaces, stay away from other people. There's a bar right up the street. It was on the news. The Big Chill has completely opened, and it's the hangout for the people who think that the virus was somehow created politically to scare, to win elections. That would be so creative. I can't even fathom that sort of an idea. However, there's a lot of people down there, and as I walk by and see all these people just right on top of each other, I think of the old Darwin Awards. The Darwin Awards are given to people who die, basically, and their very death shows that not having them in the gene pool is a beneficial thing. And I'm thinking, I don't want something to happen to these people. I wish that they would stay apart. So again, I hope you don't hear what I'm saying as political. I hope you hear as a reminder and that I care about you. And I have one more thing I want to share with you to stay safe. And this is going to seem extremely, extremely strange. I want you to find something that truly just opens your heart and expose yourself to it on a daily basis. I've really started reading the treasured writings of Khalil Gibran. Many of you know the prophet and the garden of the prophet. These are different. Some of them are short stories, some of them are long stories, some of them are poems. There's no none of his write or his drawings, his lithographs in this. But I sat down and I read one this morning called Two Princes, and it talks about the birth of two children and how one is going to grow up and become a despot in a country, and how the other one is basically not going to grow up. It was born into poverty and will die before the night is over. And I just realized how differently each of us is experiencing not only this pandemic, but life itself. And I think that because we have been separated from one another, it's going to, and we have to stay physically separate from one another for a while, it's going to be all too easy to emotionally separate from other people. And I think in this time, we need to not only, if we want, put information into our heads as to what's going on, so long as it's not just sensationalistic there to scare you. But we also need to take in things that are going to open our hearts. We can't close our hearts during this time. We can't fall into us and them. I remember going to the grocery store the other day, and there are people who live around here who don't wear masks and hate the fact that there are lines going up and down, arrows telling you which way to go up and down the aisle at Publix, and they are going to go up and down those aisles deliberately against everybody else just to try and mess with you. We tend to go to our heads and want to label them a-hole, jerk, B, whatever. I'm not going to use some words, but you can fill it in, you know? And what we need to do is to go to our hearts. And then we release it from our heads and we go to, if I had the same background, history, etc., and news intake that they do, I would be the exact same person. And so simply by letting them pass is not an affront to me. It is not personal. It's just a different way of being. And I think that's going to keep us safe. Because I think as people get back together, there's going to be a tendency through this anonymity. I had a guy cuss me out at the grocery store the other day. And I thought, I don't think he would have done that if he could have seen my face and I could have seen his face. So part of staying safe is keeping our heart open and our compassion on full and understanding that everyone's experiencing this differently, just like we are. Let me take a look and see what the rest of you have to say. Cindy, good morning, Will. Look at your eyes. That tells a lot, Linda Farrell says. Therese says, how long have you been in Key Largo? Since November. Bill Hammond has joined. And I see that Miroslav, my producer, is here as well. And it's 8:20, everybody. It's time for me to say goodbye. If you would like to come and join me for a live meditation in 10 minutes, you've got 10 minutes. Go to complaintfreemeditation.com. That's complaintfreemeditation.com. I will lead you in a meditation. Those of you who have already done it with me, I think we're averaging 6 out of 8 people, or we've had 9 people join. We've had as many as 8 be there. Those of you who are doing it know how it just, it's a reboot of your heart and your mind. Just because you wake up in the morning, what we tend to do is go back to the same media and drink the coffee and get this way and go back to our old habit patterns. And what meditation does is it causes you to relax, it causes you to become still, and it also causes you to shift your focus such that it's like throwing down all those thoughts, and then you get to pick up which ones you want later on if you choose to, from a much more chill point of view. So listen, if you'd like to join us, I will check and admit those of you who would like to. You get a 30-day free trial, complaint-free, excuse me, meditation.com, complaintfreemeditation.com. And join me tomorrow. We're going to talk about them, inspired recently for me by the Pink Floyd song. I was listening to it over and over again and thinking about the virus and thinking about politics. You'll see. Holly says, well said. Thank you. Jerome says, good points. Jerome says, needed to hear this. Cynthia Barcher says, good points. Yes, remember that you and everybody else has a negativity bias. People are not going to recognize you. They're going to have more trouble seeing your heart and your soul because they can't see your face. So you keep smiling for you. All right. Bless you, everybody. Enjoy today. It's going to be a great day. And I will see you tomorrow morning. Same time, 8 a.m. Eastern time, whatever time your time. Be sure and share today's message. That's how we grow our community and bring your friends and family on board. All right. Take care. See you soon in the meditation group. I already see a bunch of you in here. See you in about 7 minutes. Bye-bye.
No more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free